Afternoon, friends. Thank you for joining us again for another devotional. We've been thinking about the Titanic over the last number of days, and we've got a few more to go yet. But Luke's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 34. Jesus Christ, our Saviour, is looking over the city of Jerusalem, and it's one of the remarkable texts in our Lord's ministry. It shows His heart, it shows His love, it shows His compassion, it shows His burden, it shows His willingness to save, and we can apply it to our lives and even to our nation and to our city in many ways. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her brood under her wings, but ye would not. Think of those words. How often would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks, or gathereth her brood under her wings, but you wouldn't. I would have saved you. I would have shown you mercy. I would have shown you grace. I would have saved you and brought you in and protected you from the storms of life and from judgment itself. But you wouldn't have anything to do with it. That was an indictment on the great city of Jerusalem. On the morning that the Titanic sank, the first lifeboat left the side of the ship at 1:45 in the morning, 12:45 a.m. That particular lifeboat had capacity for 65 people, but it left with only 28 on board. Over half of the seats were empty, and many people didn't take their seats. In fact, one lifeboat that had capacity as well for 65 only left with 11 people on board. So many more people could have been brought in. So many people perished needlessly. And so it was in the days of Ezekiel. God says, turn ye, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Romans chapter 10, God says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and again saying people. And the Lord said there to Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings? You know, the sad reality is in this world of ours, and especially in this nation of ours that has been so blessed with the preaching of God's word and church buildings and meeting houses all across our towns and cities and all across our nation, and the word of God goes forth, and even in our churches many seats are empty. Many people don't avail themselves of the opportunity of coming and listening to the Word of God, much less getting saved and getting right with God. And yet the reality is, if you're not a Christian, you perish needlessly in your sins. Maybe you're lost today, and it doesn't need to be that way. Jesus Christ can save you now. He can cleanse you and forgive you now. He can take you in now and make you a new creature. There's a lifeboat waiting for you. Step into Christ. Come to God through the cross. Come for cleansing in the precious blood. Give your life to Jesus Christ. He can cleanse away a lifetime of sin. He can make you a new creature now. He can change your life now. He can give you assurance of salvation even now. But you know the thing as well about the Titanic? The lifeboat capacity was 1,200. And yet there were some 2,200 on board. There would be 1,000 people, even if they wanted to get on the lifeboats, that couldn't. The great majority, you see, would be lost. Jesus Christ, we've mentioned it before, spoke about a broad road that leads to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat, and yet narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. The minority on the Titanic got saved. And so it is with this world of ours. So it is with this nation of ours. It'll be the few, the minority, that'll enter into heaven, and the majority, many of them, will perish needlessly. Would you not come to Christ today? Have you not gone on in your sin long enough? Have you not rejected the warnings long enough? Christ can save you today. He invites you to come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why tarry? Why wait? Come now and be sure of God's salvation.